This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for July 2009. Tonight, a presidential update, headquarters news, and on the international scene...
Ham Radio says goodbye to a great American legend as Walter Cronkite, KB2GSD, passes from the scene.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG in Christchurch, standing in for a rather croaky Jim, ZL2BHF. It's to New Plymouth we go first tonight, and welcome to NZART's president, Roy Simon, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Stephen, and good evening, listeners. This month I'm going to talk about pirates. Not the sort who hoist the Jolly Roger, wear an eye patch, or have a parrot on their shoulder. And also not the sort who use fast boats from the Somalia coast. NZART is very lucky to have a new monitoring service coordinator. He is John Martin, ZL1GWE, and he is extremely well qualified for this task. It is every amateur's responsibility to police our bands for intruders. These may be overseas commercial stations, various types of radar, or unlicensed operators. Those who lend their equipment or allow it to be used for illegal operation are just as guilty as those who thumb their noses at the regulations. Please report every incident you come across to John. He will then be able to take the appropriate action. This also applies to beacons and repeaters. If your club operates unlicensed equipment, equipment in a location other than shown on the license, radiating excessive power or occupying excessive bandwidth, your club is liable to prosecution or an instant fine. The size of the instant fine is at the discretion of the issuing officer. Typical fines start at a minimum of $250 for individuals and $1,250 for corporate bodies per infringement. It is up to all of us to ensure that our hard-earned spectrum is used only by those entitled to do so. Well, that's my presidential words for this month. Back to you, Stephen.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. In Upper Hutt, we join NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Hello, Stephen, and good evening, everyone. For those of you who receive headquarters info line, you will have known I have been on holiday for the past week, trying to catch up on some around-the-house chores. But much to my disgust, the weather was not exactly appropriate to get much done. If you've been trying to get a hold of me or are waiting on reply to emails, you now know why the delay. Rest assured I will get back to your queries as soon as I return to work. The next issue of Break-In is due out in the next few days. Included with it will be your subscription invoices for 2010. There is a $10 rebate applicable only if you pay your subs before the 30th of November this year. This only applies to full transmitting, full non-transmitting, and family membership subscriptions. Please do not embarrass me or yourself if you deduct the rebate and are not eligible to do so. While on the subject, I have received a number of queries from members who for some reason have not paid the previous year's subscriptions and wish to rejoin, so to speak, and request a pro-rata joining fee. This is only available to new members who are joining the association for the first time or whose membership has been lapsed for a period of 10 years or more. That's all from me, Stephen, and back to you.
Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZART Business Manager. Looking now to international amateur radio news, here's an update with the Amateur Radio Newsline's David Black, KB4KCH.
The man credited with setting the gold standard in broadcast journalism has passed away. CBS newsman Walter Cronkite, KB2GSD, who once held the title Most Trusted Man in America, died with his family at his bedside Friday, July 17th, at age 92. Walter Cronkite became a ham for a slightly different reason than most of us. He was a sailor and loved to be on the water in the boat he owned. He was also very safety conscious, and when some of his colleagues at CBS suggested that he put ham gear on board his vessel, he thought that would be a good idea. But he needed a ham license, and that's when two radio amateurs at CBS, Rich Moseson, W2VU, and Steve Mendelson, W2ML, became involved. Back then, they were N2BFG and WA2DHF, respectively. Moseson says he got drafted as one of the two volunteer examiners who would give Walter Cronkite his novice exam.
I remember my boss at the time, Joel Heller, WA2FFI, who was an executive producer at CBS News, calling me into his office one day, and Steve Mendelson and Walter Cronkite were sitting there, and he said, Mr. Cronkite's decided to get his ham license and wants to take his test, and Steve's going to do the written test, and this is for the novice, and would you be willing to give him the code test? So, of course, I said yes.
Walter Cronkite was soon KB2GSD, and while he was rarely on the air, he was keenly aware of the hobby and its importance. On two occasions, when approached by filmmaker Dave Bell, W6AQ, Cronkite gladly lent his voice and image to a pair of ham radio videos. The second of these was made in 2005 and was called The ARRL Goes to Washington. It was inspired by then-ARRL President Jim Haney, W5JBP. Haney wanted something to rally ham radio to the danger of broadband over power line, or BPL, internet access, and the devastating effect it would have on ham radio high-frequency operations. Haney turned to Dave Bell and his ham radio production team for assistance. Bell once again approached Cronkite to host the presentation, and with a script written by the late Alan Call, W6RCL, Cronkite lent his voice and his image to the fight to restrain BPL.
The Federal Communications Commission is the agency that issues ham licenses and regulates amateur radio. Congress created the FCC, and like a mindful parent, it occasionally overrules the agency, a fact of which Jim Haney is well aware. That's important because at this exact moment, the FCC is pushing a controversial internet access scheme called Broadband Over Power Line, or BPL.
According to Dave Bell, having Walter Cronkite as host of the ARRL Goes to Washington is what made the video the effective anti-BPL tool that it was.
Getting Walter to host a film about BPL gave it weight that no other person in the entire country could give it. When a congressman or an executive in Washington of any kind gets a DVD and it says, narrated by Walter Cronkite, that means it's true. And I don't think that that film would have been nearly as effective with anybody else narrating it.
There have been many accolades written and voiced with the passing of Walter Cronkite. One of the most poignant are the words of FCC Commissioner Michael Copps. He said, and we quote, "One of my fondest memories during my time at the FCC will always be the opportunity I had to get to know the legendary Walter Cronkite. I was privileged to visit with Walter on several occasions and to imbibe some of the unmatchable feel he had for journalism and its crucial role in sustaining a healthy and vibrant democratic dialogue. On one occasion, in 2007, we shared a platform at a Columbia University forum on the future of the media. By then, Walter had been speaking out for a number of years about excessive media consolidation and the declining resources that were going into journalism, particularly investigative journalism. He ended his remarks this way, quote, "America is the most prosperous and powerful nation in perhaps the history of the world. We can certainly afford to sustain a media system of which we can be proud." Again quoting Copps, "I will miss this good and wise man, and the country will miss his sage counsel as we finally begin to grapple with the crisis in journalism that he saw coming long ago. We will best honor Walter Cronkite's memory by tackling this issue with the urgency it deserves." End quote. Many Americans will miss the man the country came to know as Uncle Walter, and ham radio operators came to know as KB2GSD. Cronkite was widely regarded as an American treasure. We in ham radio were lucky to have him as one of us. As an aside, Amateur Radio Newsline has prepared a 14-minute audio tribute to Mr. Cronkite, hosted by Mark Abramovich, NT3V. You can find it at our website under Special Reports. Simply scroll down the page and left-click to download and save it on your computer. It's our small way of saying farewell to the man America trusted the most and who hams knew by the call sign KB2GSD. From the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WC80H repeater serving Kettering, Ohio. Turning to the ham radio social scene, entries in the 2009 International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend have reached 262. Organizers say this is well on schedule to equal or surpass last year's total of 406. Australia currently leads the list with 42 entries, followed by Germany with 40. Some of the more exotic places taking part include lighthouses or lightships in Egypt, Panama, Gibraltar, Isle of Man, Sardinia, Iceland, and Namibia. International Lighthouse Lightship Weekend, which this year begins August 15th, is fast becoming the most popular international event on the ham radio calendar. More information is online at illw.net. Some names in the news now. First up is former ARRL and IARU President Larry Price, W4RA. Price was honored at Ham Radio 2009 in Germany. This is a presentation made by IARU Vice President Ole Garpestad, LA2RR. Price was honored with the highest Norwegian Radio Relay League Award. It's called the Knight of the Order of the Golden Key. The award was given for Price's many years of service to the IARU, the ARRL, and amateur radio in general. But that's not all. IARU President Tim Ellum, VE6SH, then conferred the title of IARU President Emeritus upon Price. Larry Price served as ARRL President from 1984 to 1992, and also as IARU President from 1999 until May 2009. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF at the editor's desk, I'm David Black, KB4KCH, at the Southeast Bureau in Birmingham, Alabama, saying 73, and we thank you for listening.
Thanks, David, and as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Onwards to WARO News, and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Stephen, and hello, everyone. I think that August's going to be a busy month for some of our WARO members. Firstly, the Hamilton Market Day is on Saturday, the 15th of August, and the usual WARO morning tea and get-together will take place at the venue, while the OMs are enjoying themselves looking for bargains. We'll meet near the refreshment stall at 10:15 a.m. All WARO's are welcome to come along. The annual 2-metre powder puff contest for the wider Auckland area will be held on Sunday the 9th of August over 4 half-hour periods from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. All contacts are to be on simplex frequencies in the 2-metre band, and each station may be contacted once in each half-hour period. Contacts are YL to YL and OM, and OMs contact YLs only. A mystery station will be operating, which will count for bonus points. Logs will be checked in on the Klondike 146625 YL net at 7 p.m. on the night of the contest, and winners announced at the end of the net. This is a fun contest, and all licensed hams are welcome to join in. The winner's trophy will be presented at a get-together at the QTH's ZL1RO Rosemary and ZL4AG Ralph on Sunday the 30th of August from 2 p.m. Next, there is the ALARA HF contest, which will take place from 0600 UTC on Saturday the 29th of August to 1159 hours UTC on Sunday the 30th of August. It's open to all licensed operators and shortwave listeners. Details are in the latest WARO bulletin or the ALARA website. If any YLs are intending to be in Europe next June, there is an international YL meet being held in Munich, Germany from June the 18th to the 28th. There's a website, www.ylmeetmunich.com, with all the details. That's all from WARO for this month, Stephen. Good night, everyone.
WARO reporter Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, Branch 12 NZART, will be holding its market day on Saturday, August the 15th this year, at the Claudelands Event Centre. Access for vendors from 8 a.m. with buyers free entry from 10 a.m. Refreshments will be available and free parking on site. All inquiries to Market Day, Hamilton Amateur Radio Club, PO Box 606, Hamilton. Or if you'd like to email, that's harcmday@nzart.org.nz. Finally tonight, it's branch news. The annual general meeting of the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART, will be held on Wednesday, August the 5th, at the branch clubrooms at 65 Totara Road, Palmerston North, starting at 7:30 p.m. To Nelson, Branch 26, where the next meeting is on Wednesday the 19th of August at Bolt Road. The evening will feature a talk by Cirrus ZL2CVJ on valve high-frequency linears, design, construction, and operation. Finally, Christchurch West, Branch 56 NZART, has its next meeting on Tuesday the 25th of August at its clubrooms in Auburn Park in Upper Riccarton. David Holland will be talking about SIFT, the company he works for, and the technology that they develop. The next issue of NZART's headquarters info line will be emailed on Sunday the 9th of August. Remember, if you have not yet subscribed for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZART headquarters, you can do so right now on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. That's www.nzart.org.nz. Well, folks, that's the broadcast for July. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A on Sunday, the 30th of August. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for July 2009. Good night, everyone.